Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. To begin, let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment or condominium, or a manufactured or mobile home?
What are you trying to sell?
Oh, well, we're not trying to sell anything. Your answers will help Florida better prepare for the next time a hurricane approaches. They will inform policymakers on how the current economic situation has affected their citizens as well.
Okay, so what's your question?
Thank you. Is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment or condominium, or a manufactured or mobile home?
Single-family home.
Thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. Now, please tell me, in what year was your home built?
1987.
Thank you very much. Now, have any upgrade modifications been made to the property?
Yes.
And would that be like roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades or race home?
All of that.
All of that. Thank you. Now, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
6 years.
6 years or 60?
Six.
Six. Thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, yes or no?
What do you mean by a tropical storm? Everybody's been in a tropical storm. Yes.
Thank you. What about a Category 1 hurricane?
No.
Category 2 hurricane?
I haven't been in a hurricane.
And in none of the hurricanes?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Now, can you tell me the name or the year of the tropical storm? If you don't remember, an estimate is fine on when that would have been.
What tropical storm?
The name of the year or, yes?
Is it what?
The name
who
of
you
the
from? Who do you represent?
Well, we're not told, so we don't influence your opinions, but we're an independent research company working with FIU, Florida International University.
Florida International University, working on what?
This is a research to better prepare Florida the next time a hurricane approaches.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, can you tell me the name or the year of the tropical storm?
I haven't really been in a tropical storm.
But you mentioned that an adult in your household experienced a tropical storm? Or
no.
Have they not? No? Okay.
No.
Now, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
I'm already prepared.
And can you give me specifics on how your... Oh, I'm so sorry. There we go. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home for a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Thank you. Please select your top three sources of information. Is it internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, or print media? Friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok and YouTube, or WhatsApp?
All of it.
You can all of it. Thank you. Now, but what would be your top three out of all of them?
Uh, resources to find out what's going on? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes, your top three sources of information, the one that you most use out of all of the list.
I don't know, the internet, personal
friends and family.
What?
Friends and family?
Yes.
And the third one?
Local people.
That would be friends and family. Do you use newspapers or print media, TV, radio, social media, or WhatsApp?
Radio.
Thank you. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
4.
Thank you. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Loss of income or employment, cost of childcare, property taxes, transportation costs, cost of insurance, cost of food and other essentials, or cost of housing?
You asked me what... I didn't understand that.
Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm?
I would say insurance.
Insurance.
Cost of insurance.
Okay, thank you. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No. Yes.
Thank you. And when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, meaning hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never.
The emergency people told me to get out, yeah.
Thank you. And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible, or to another state, or you would not leave under any circumstances?
I probably wouldn't leave my house. It's better than
Thank you.
Most of them.
And how many vehicles are available in the household?
2.
Thank you. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? If you don't remember, an estimate is fine.
$39,000.
Thank you very much. And how confident are you that you could come up with a $39,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain I could come up with a full of $39,000. I could probably come up with a $39,000. I could probably not come up with a $39,000. I am certain I could not come up with a $39,000.
I could come up with it.
Okay, thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year?
It's gone dramatically up.
So would you say it's over 10% or between 1 and 10%, this increase?
I'd say 10% at least, yeah.
Thank you. And what about how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 to 3 years back? Do you remember?
Okay.
Thank you. And what about 3 to 5 years back?
It's gone up a lot.
Still over 10% or increase somewhat, like 1 to 10%?
I'd say probably 10%.
Thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 5 to 10 years back?
Up, up, up.
And is that still increased significantly over 10%?
No, I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing, continue paying a high rate?
There's only one insurance provider that gives you wind insurance mm-hmm. where I live.
Oh, okay. So you continue paying.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring? 100% or? Yes.
Go ahead. Finish.
Yes. Is it 100% or I want to be insured for the full replacement value or 80% to less than 100%? 60% to less than 80% or less than 60%?
I can answer that unless I know how much the insurance is going to cost.
And for the purpose of the question, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring?
What is the lowest value?
The lowest range of replacement value, yes.
It depends on how much it costs. I don't know.
But what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Would it be for the full amount, for 80% to less than 100%, 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
You sound like you're working for an insurance company.
Oh, no, this is just questions about insurance. We're going to change the topic later.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It depends on how much it costs.
Okay, that's fine then. Let's move on. Now, which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I would not move from my home?
I'm not going to move.
Thank you. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
Yes.
Thank you. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I think all of the above.
All of the above. Thank you. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
5.
Thank you. And how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risks?
Say that one more time.
Yes. How much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risks?
Oh, 100%.
Thank you. And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
That was
a 4?
Huh?
And on a scale of 1 to 5? 5.
5.
Thank you. And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risks?
5.
And how much confidence do you have that the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
5.
Thank you very much. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. And this is the last section of the survey. I just wanted to pause to say thank you for your patience. Now, do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected? And we have a scale to help you. Yes, I believe it is happening and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I do not know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected. No, I do not believe it is happening, or I don't know if it's happening.
The first one.
The the first one. Thank you. And would you consider selling your home in the private market or as a part of our government bio program, or neither?
Neither right now.
Okay, thank you. And if the government were to take action on sea level rise, should they fund those initiatives? Increase income tax, increase property tax, increase both income and property taxes?
I don't understand the question.
Okay, if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, or increase both income and property taxes?
I'm old, and I don't think they should increase any of them.
Okay, that's fine. Now, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important to you? Was it neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job? You can select up to three.
I can't remember the first one. What was the first?
Neighborhood.
That's very important.
And what about schools, crime,
no.
Price, walkability,
price.
Then we have taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, and proximity to job.
Flood zone.
Thank you. Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
How long do I expect to... Read me that question again.
Yes. How long do you plan on living in your current address?
I'm not moving anywhere. I'm going to stay here as long as I can.
So would you say is between 10 to less than 20 years or more than 20 years?
Well, since I'm 74 years old, I'd say up to 20 years. That would be good.
Okay, so more than 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we hope so. Thank you. Now, finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 34? Yes?
74.
Thank you. And what is your gender?
A male.
Thank you. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
One.
How many people are under 12 years old?
One.
You said one?
None. Zero.
None. And how many people are 65 years or older?
Two.
Thank you. And, you said the many people that live in your household are one?
Two.
Thank you. Now, what is your marital status? Are you single, never married, married or living with a partner, widowed, divorced, or separated?
Married.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school completed by an adult member of your household?
Master's degree.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
If that's Irish. The case, what? Excuse me?
I said I'm Irish.
That was the next question. What racial groups do you identify yourself with? White or Caucasian, Black or African American, Asian, Native American?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And what languages is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Thank you. And please tell me, which is the income range of your household? Is it under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30,000 to less than? But what would be the income range of your household? Is it under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30,000 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000 or over $100,000?
I don't get any income. I'm retired.
Oh. Okay, that's fine. So these were all the questions I had. So thank you very much for your responses, sir. Have a nice day.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye.